Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette Airport runway repairs begin, ground commercial flights through May. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County residents may notice quieter skies over the next several weeks as commercial air service at the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport is temporarily suspended for major runway repairs. According to the Gillette News Record, construction on the main runway began on Monday and is scheduled to run through May 21st. The project is being handled by Powder River Construction, which submitted a winning bid of $3.15 million. However, the airport itself will only cover about 2.5% of that cost. Airport Operations Director Jeff Mooney says the runway, now roughly 40 years old, has never undergone a major renovation. The current project is designed to extend its lifespan and avoid more costly repairs down the road. Mooney says the airport secured federal funding for the work, adding that it's simply time to address long overdue maintenance on the aging runway. The Federal Aviation Administration is covering 95% of the cost, with the other 2.5% coming from the Wyoming Department of Transportation's Aeronautics Division. The airport's share will be paid through passenger facility charges. The project does not include a full replacement of the runway. Mooney says officials considered more extensive options like an overlay or full rebuild, but those were too expensive. Instead, the focus is on preserving the existing runway as long as possible and addressing additional issues as they arise. Commercial flights are expected to resume in late May, though construction will continue into June. Mooney says the remaining work will not impact flight operations once service returns. He also noted that while activity will continue at the airport after the runway opens, flights should operate as normal during the final phase of the project. Gillette man loses $31,000 in online dating scam. A Gillette man is out tens of thousands of dollars after falling victim to an online dating scam, according to police. Gillette Police Captain Kelly Alger says the 65-year-old man reported the incident on Monday afternoon. The man told officers he had been communicating with someone on a dating website since October of last year. During that time, the suspect convinced him to send money to what was described as an investment opportunity through a website. In total, the man spent about $31,000. When he later attempted to withdraw the funds, he discovered the account had been frozen. According to Alger, administrators of the site then demanded an additional $4,000 to unfreeze the account. At that point, the man contacted law enforcement. Police referred him to the FBI's online fraud reporting system and say the investigation is ongoing. Authorities are reminding residents to be cautious of online relationships that quickly turn to financial requests, especially those involving investment opportunities or pressure to send additional funds. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.